Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, I have a tea time at 9 o'clock this morning at Poipu. What do you say? We could join, or we, you know, I could join. The hackers are going out today. Let's see, where are they out? Yes, the hackers are at Maui Nui. There's an 8:30, a 9:30, and a 10:48, and I feel like joining the hackers. I just have not been playing enough golf to be anywhere near, you know. Let me just drop on the green and I'll putt, if that's okay with you. Oh, dear. Okay, so, you know, just in case you think that everybody is really good at this game, don't be afraid to join up and go with your friends. It's not like you're in competition at the U.S. Open or the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. You know, it's not, yeah, that's some serious golf. So, and we've got cloud cover today, so you still have to put on your sunscreen and make sure that you're covered, but it's going to be less hot because we're going to have some mostly cloudy skies, occasional showers in the morning, partly cloudy with scattered showers in the afternoon. That's windward of Mauka. Leeward side, partly cloudy, scattered showers in the morning, mostly sunny, isolated showers in the afternoon. And this is the temp, okay? 84 to 89 degrees. We're getting up to the 90s, all right? Breezy trade winds, thankfully, 15 to 25. Local gusts over 40. That'll carry your ball a little bit further than you probably wanted it to go. So that's what's going on for Kauai, Oahu, Maui, Molokai, Lanai. Then on the Big Island, windward, mostly cloudy, occasional showers. Leeward, partly sunny, isolated showers in the morning. And you're getting a break. It's 82 to 87, okay? Well, breezy trade winds, 15 to 25, gusts to 45 possible as well. So just be prepared for some wind conditions. And speaking of playing golf, early risers, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Volcano Golf Club, 836, 910, 1048. Makalei, 916, 1012. And then on the Poipu, lovely Poipu golf course, where, by the way, we have two rounds of golf for the ninth caller at 808-545-1111. You just have to be the ninth caller. It's a real snap. And you get two rounds of golf at Poipu, and that's awesome. A famous rocker, they won't tell me who, is going out to play a round of golf. So there's a 9 o'clock, 9:50, 11:30. Kauai Lagoons has a 9:20, a 10:10. Kukui Ula has a 9:36 and a 10 o'clock. Turtle Bay on Oahu, 8:32, 9:40, 10:36. There's a skins match happening. Do you think any money's being exchanged there? All right. Under the table or pocket to pocket. Eva Beach Golf Course has a 9 o'clock, a 10:36, an 11:28. Bayview, a 9:08, 10:10. And then on Maui, there's a 9:10 on the Gold Course and a 10 o'clock. On the Emerald Course, there's a 10:40 and an 11:50. And on the Blue Course, there's a 10:30 and an 11:50. At Maui Nui, there's a 9:30. And the hackers, see, the hackers are going out. They're not afraid. You go. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I know. We're dreaming. Kapalua has a 9:18 and a 10:48. And I've got a great show for you. Ron Syrak is joining us. Michael Patrick Shields is joining us. Tim Chase, host. Actually, he's the CEO of SMGB Technologies. And he's got this brand new system that you can find out exactly what ball you need. I mean, this is fascinating. I can't wait. It's an app, and I can't wait to talk. It's called Scan My Golf Ball. All right, we'll be back with him. But first, Mark Rolfing is with us in the house after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories, now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding, banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
Mark Rolfing, analyst and commentator, NBC and Golf Channel. He was at the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association board member. He's the secretary. Mark Rolfing, welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Man, I haven't talked to you in a while. missing everybody out in the island. Sounds like a great day to be playing golf out there.
Doesn't it? Now, where are you? Where are you hanging?
I am in Montana, which is kind of on the way from North Carolina to Rhode Island. Well, actually, not really. But I am here getting revved up again for the U.S. Senior Open next week at Newport Country Club.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. We have another major open, and this is for the seniors. This is awesome. This is where you can really see what they're doing that may be a little bit different than what they were doing as, quote-unquote, youngsters? Adjustments?
Yeah, they have made adjustments, but I'll tell you, the equipment, Danielle, you and I have talked about this before, is so much better now that you watch these guys drive the golf ball. Most of them are driving it further than they did 20, 30 years ago. So when you go watch these guys play, it's almost like watching the PGA Tour. Very, very little different.
I bet. And they've got this panache and flair. We're going to talk a little bit about that coming up. But first, with the KPMG Women's PGA Championship at Sahali, Hawaii's Allison Lee and Hawaii's Malia Nam are both, they're tied 23. They're close to the top of the leaderboard. I'm so proud of them.
Yeah, it's amazing because when you think about golfers coming out of Hawaii, you know, typically our fairways are pretty wide open out in the islands. But Sahali is totally different. They're calling it the hallway this week out there because it's literally like single file. You have to go down these fairways. One of the narrowest championship courses I've seen. So it's great to see the Hawaii folks up there.
Yeah, it really is. And so we've got Hawaii's Allison Lee, T23, with Manami Katsu, Gabby Lopez, Aria Jutanagarn, Lilia Vu, and Hawaii's Malia Nam. She earned her LPGA Tour membership finishing T23 at the LPGA Q Series. And for however long, is Lexi Thompson back? She's doing really good.
Yeah, she really is. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking, Danielle, that when she announced her semi-retirement, I can't really tell what she was saying, but she said for all practical purposes, she's not going to be a full-time player anymore starting next year. That doesn't mean she's not going to play, and I would think the better she plays, the more she'll play, but it may have taken a little pressure off her. I don't know. You know, she's talked about needing to get away from the game and that it's been so tough on her mentally, everything that she's been through in her career. And so she just wanted a little time away. And as soon as she did that, it seems to have freed her up a little bit.
Yeah, and I think you've got something there. So we've got Lexi Thompson, Hinako Shibuno, Jinyoung Ko, they're all T3. And then at the top of the leaderboard, tied for first, is Amy Yang and Sarah Schmelzel. You know, I went, who? I couldn't help it.
Yeah. I've got my eye, of those players that you just mentioned, I've got my eye on Jinyoung Ko. You got to remember, she was number one player in the world at one point on the LPGA and, you know, kind of fell off a little bit, but she is a tremendous player. But the fact is, this golf course is so difficult, Danielle, that I think it's pretty wide open. If you're in 23rd spot, you're not out of it yet by any means.
Yeah, truly. It's you know, they were talking about, you know, tree-lined, and Schmelzel said she plays at a golf course that has lots of trees. And she said, I feel like I brought my game from my home course here. You know, it's perfect. So I can see how she's got a little bit of an edge. But, you know, Dunseen, the one that is like, oh, my God. If you feel like you're having a bad day on the golf course, think Nelly Korda. Yeah, this is like missing the cut, shooting an 81 after a 60. Was it a 69 or a 68 on the first day?
Yeah, she's missed three cuts in a row and really seems to be struggling. Her quote after the round yesterday was, you know, I think I used up all my good karma early in the year when she won all those tournaments in a row. It is not by any means the same player at all, now having missed these three cuts. And, you know, I think a little bit like Lexi Thompson, the LPGA doesn't have as many stars that get all the attention like the PGA Tour does. Mm-hmm. And because of that, the pressure on these ladies, you know, to fulfill all kinds of obligations, you know, to try and help women's golf and help grow the game is very, very intense. And so we're seeing more and more players needing to kind of step away a little bit, clear their heads up, and then go back out. And clearly that's what Nelly needs to do.
Yeah, truly. And Beth Ann Nichols was able to talk with her, you know, just as they were walking. But Beth Ann said she was so emotional she had to stop and start again, which I can totally, you know. And then she said, it's just golf recently for me. No words for how I'm playing right now. A lot went my way at the beginning part of the year. And like you said, just giving it back.
Isn't it great, Danielle, to see Beth Ann Nichols on the Golf Channel these days?
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like my story in a little way. Nobody ever expected me to be on national TV for almost 40 years now talking golf, and nobody certainly expected Beth Ann Nichols. Probably the least person to think that she might have that sort of a chance would be Beth Ann, but she is really very, very good and knows the players probably better than anybody.
Yep, I couldn't agree with you more. And a busy mom now, too, you know, so she's got a lot on her plate, and sometimes she's able to be on the show with me, which I always enjoy. But you know what? I really enjoyed you at the U.S. Open. I was so glad to see you back. It's like I haven't talked to you in forever. It was like, where's Mark Rolfing? Where were you?
Yeah, well, I didn't go to the Masters for the first time in, almost 30 years.
Yeah.
We've got so much going on Maui right now, trying to get this recovery on track. You know, it's moving slower than I would have hoped. There's movement, but it just takes a lot of work. And, you know, with a 13-year-old in tow that we have now, you know, having him go to school, you know, basically in a church in a temporary situation is not that easy. So that school is going to move in the fall. There's just been a lot going on. But you're going to see me starting to crank up again now. And, man, I was so revved up at that U.S. Open. I will tell you, when I first saw Pinehurst last week, my immediate reaction was this may be the most comprehensive test of golf I have ever seen. Just everything from the tee shots to the approaches to shots around the greens, if you miss the greens, to the putting. It really was a wonderful test. And it's no coincidence that two of my favorite major championships of my entire career were both played at Pinehurst. 1999, of course, when Payne Stewart won, and then this past one. Just really, really great golf.
Yeah, really, really great golf. And we didn't see the great golfer, the number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, manage his way around. You know, and he said a lot of it had to do. Now, this is where I've got to go into the grass, okay? And I'm serious. He said it was because of wire grass off the fairways. Having a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, you know, when Ben Crenshaw and Bill Coore renovated Pinehurst, which was back in 2011, they opened up all the native areas. You can see all the sand now. It's a sand-based turf. And you have to get lucky to win a U.S. Open there. I truly believe that Bryson DeChambeau did not play the best golf on Sunday. I thought McIlroy outplayed him, at least until the end when he missed a couple of those short putts. But you had to get very lucky in that wire grass. They're little patches of grass, and they are strong. The blades are thick and wiry. That's why they call it wire grass. And you got to get lucky in there, and Scheffler did not. He hit a couple of drives that looked pretty good that ended up bad, whereas almost every tee shot that DeChambeau hit into that native area, he ended up with a good lie. DeChambeau only hit five fairways on Sunday in that final round, which is the lowest number ever in the history of the U.S. Open for a winner. And he got very, very lucky. I thought McIlroy actually outplayed him. But I will say this about Scheffler. He needs a little bit of a rest, too, and I don't like this PGA Tour schedule that has these signature events around the majors. So this is the third in a row now. They're at Travelers, which is a signature event. Memorial was a signature event the week before the Open. It's wearing these players out. And I think the PGA Tour really needs to look at it and make some adjustments there. Tom Kim, who's leading at Travelers right now, has played 8 tournaments in a row. That is too many.
Yeah, and Scottie Scheffler is up at T3 now. You know, if he can hold on, I always feel like, you know, he's on the edge. And I wonder how much the arrest impacted him, his psyche. You know, that you have all this confidence and you feel strong and invincible in a way, you know, and then all of a sudden something happens that takes you right out of your comfort zone, and then you've kind of got to find, where's my balance? You know, I got to get my balance back. And I think, you know, that may have been part of it, but I'm really glad you talked about that Wiregrass, because when they were talking about Wiregrass, I had to look it up. I said, I Googled it, you know. I'm like, oh, and animals like to go there, and then they have some of this Wiregrass makes really pretty flowers that have also these long white leaves.
Yeah.
So there's no rough anymore over there at Pinehurst. It's all this Wiregrass, which might as well be rough.
Yeah, it might as well. There's just a little too much luck involved for my liking. But the incident that Scheffler had at the PGA Championship in Louisville, people have to kind of let that go. And I think what's bugging him more than anything, Danielle, is that they're all joking about it all the time. Yesterday after the round, there was a guy that came up to him with a pair of policeman's pants. That he had ripped a hole in it and wanted Scotty to sign it, kind of as a joke, you know. And Scotty said, no, hey, you know, it's time to let this thing rest. It definitely has had an impact on him.
You know, I hadn't thought about you people who are, you know. Yeah, never mind. I can't think of a good word that I can use on the radio. All right. Okay, so Scotty coming back, you know, Nelly Korda, she'll be back, and you know, it's all going to work itself out. And this thing about Bryson DeChambeau changing his personality. Can you give me a little insight on that, cuz you've followed Bryson since he was a kid. You know him. Has he changed?
I think he has. I'll tell you what I believe had the biggest impact on him, Danielle, was the death of his father. He was very close to his father, who passed, I think it was in 2022, so it's maybe been a couple of years now. But I started seeing the change there. And frankly, you know, this move to live golf has somehow caused him to become way more fan-friendly than he was before, because that's all those guys are supposed to be doing is making the fans happy. And you know, where the PGA Tour has to make television happy and the sponsors happy and the players happy and a lot of things, the fans aren't nearly high enough up on the PGA Tour list. And I think that this whole thought process of making the fans happy has really changed his whole persona. Now, having said that, he's not going to get a chance to make the fans happy in Hawaii because he's not eligible for Kapalua. And having won the U.S. Open now for the second time, I hope everybody starts screaming bloody murder and saying, you know what, we got to have this guy in these tournaments. If we only see DeChambeau on the PGA Tour 4 times a year, that's not enough. It's time to make a deal now.
You're absolutely right. It's time to get this thing over with. I'm so tired of it. You know, I'm so tired of, I don't like the money where it comes from on their side. I'm sorry, I just don't like it. But I don't understand why we can't come to some sort of deal where, given the two entities, why can't somebody like Bryson DeChambeau, who's won a major championship, why can't that count to be at Kapalua? You know, for the Tournament of Champions, that's what it's all about.
Well, it should be, but, you know, the problem is on the PGA Tour board, you've got a group of players now, which includes Tiger Woods and Patrick Cantlay and Jordan Spieth, who all three of those guys feel very strongly that the players that went to live have to pay a price in order to come back. And, you know, if you think about DeChambeau, people have short memories, especially for sports fans in America. But Bryson DeChambeau 2 years ago was suing the PGA Tour, and he was suing some of the players.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can see where guys aren't just going to let that go quietly into the sunset.
Yeah.
I think if nothing else, he's going to have to make a major apology, as these other guys are. And they just don't seem to want to do it right now.
Yeah. It's ego. You know, leave your ego at the door. It was an old rock and roll saying when a whole bunch of them got together and just, we're all going to sing this great song. And you just, you know, who cares whether you're in the front row, back row, or whatever row, we're going to put you where we want you. And it worked out. It was a terrific song. But, you know, with Bryson, knowing what he's done in the past, for all of a sudden to have this, you know, this engaging personality who wants to have people come and love him and signing autographs for hours upon hours upon hours and then showing up at a midnight party and signing more autographs. I don't know if it's self-aggrandizement or if it's a genuine sense of embracing. I feel it. It's so much of it seems to be a facade. And I'm sorry. But there is all this different stuff beneath him that makes me wonder just how real it is. I'm really happy for him that he won. I am not happy that Rory McIlroy didn't win. I was rooting for McIlroy. Okay. That's the bottom line. And I have to ask you, Mark, what did you think about him not talking to the media after he lost?
Look, I didn't like it at all. But, you know, in his defense, I think it was probably the most difficult loss, if you want to call it a loss, of his career. You got to remember, he's 35 years old, which is just a little younger than us. But, you know, the 35 is late in the game to have a disappointment like that. You just wonder how many more chances he's going to get to win another U.S. Open or to complete the Grand Slam at Augusta. If you look at most of the major champions that were really, really superstars, Seve, his major championship career was over at 31. Watson was 34. He's getting to that point now where there aren't going to be that many more tries. So I felt gutted for him. And he still should have talked to the media, though. That's part of the deal. That's part of the obligation that I believe you make when you sign the entry fee that says I want to participate in the U.S. Open.
Yep. Yeah, you can't just show up for the good stuff. You got to show up when it's not good. And, you know, for all, what it's worth, with Beth Ann Nichols, Nelly Korda did just that. I mean, she showed up and had a conversation. It wasn't easy. You know, none of that is easy. Fortunately, he released a really cool statement afterwards saying, you know, yay, kudos to Bryson DeChambeau, played a great game. And, you know, so there. And it's I was really glad he did that. He put it out. But I was still disappointed that he didn't stand up and say, yeah, I lost. He needs to put on his young guy. You know, needs to get back in touch with the 20-year-old Rory McIlroy, you know, who would walk with this self-confidence, you know, down the fairway. And he was like this kid.
He bounced up the fairway. He bounced along.
Yes, that's correct. He was, that's who he needs to get back in touch with, have a conversation with that kid and bring him back in. Maybe not, you know, with some of the, keep the stuff you've learned, but get that bounce back. And I think that's what Rory needs to get. And it ain't easy. It's easy for us, me, to sit here and say that, but just being in touch with a part of you that's laissez-faire, carefree in a way, but totally involved. It's an interesting balance. So, we've covered a lot. You know, Mark, what do you think? where are we going?
Well, I think the game at the highest level is in trouble. The game at the level that you were talking about at the opening of the show, talking about tee times and, and you know, all sorts of skins games and stuff like that, it's in a really good spot. And I just wish the top players in the world everywhere, no matter what tour they're on, would start realizing it's not all about the money. And I will tell you, at Pinehurst, I had so many fans stopping me and talking to me. And clearly, the number one thing is people are sick and tired about hearing about the money. It's time to stop talking about the money. It's time to get everybody back together and start playing, you know, some sort of a global tour, regardless of who you are and where you're from, and give everybody a chance to qualify for it. And if we don't do that, I think the game at the highest level is going to suffer severely.
Yes, it is already suffering. I think the ratings are showing
they're down.
Yeah.
They're down. People are disgusted with what is going on. And I think that's one of the reasons why Rory may have skipped that media thing. He didn't want to have to talk about what it would mean now for LIV Golf, you know, to have the U.S. Open champion. He did not want to talk about that.
No, I bet. No. I totally understand it. And I just in closing, I really want to give a big shout out to KPMG, the sponsor of the Women's PGA Championship, because they have, and I'm going back to money, and I think it's in this case really important, they've lifted up the prize money for women. And I think that is a really significant factor, and that they've really, you know, said, come on, people, you know, the women in a lot of cases are much better for us to watch. We can be marveling over the game that some of these guys have, but women, they don't have the length. They make adjustments, you know. Sure, I think we can learn a lot just from watching women play. And I'm really stoked that KPMG is such a strong underwriter and such a strong supporter of the women's game.
I'm with you all the way there. It was necessary for the women. They still can barely earn a living, most of those players on the LPGA. They don't make half of what the men make. And it's not all about just giving more and more money. It's giving them a chance, really, to be able to earn a good living. So I'm with you with the LPGA and especially KPMG. They are great folks.
Right on. And you're terrific. And senior, you're going to be at the U.S. Senior Open. Where is that being played?
That's at Newport Country Club in Rhode Island, one of the oldest clubs in America.
Wow. Wow. And what is the test there? With the trees here, it's a... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there's not much trees. There's not much trees out there at all. It's kind of a lengthy sort of feeling place. Pretty wide open, right on the sea. I like it. It's kind of like there's a little Hawaii in it on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, not much, I guess, but I like it. There's a lot of tradition there, and I don't know. I still can't figure out who's going to beat Steve Stricker. Maybe Ernie Els. He's on a pretty good run right now.
That's right. Yes, he's been playing with the kids.
Yeah.
Mark Rovving, analyst and commentator, NBC Golf Channel, and he's a big part of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. That's terrific. Thank you so much for all you do for the game of golf, Mark.
Thank you, Danielle, and we'll talk to you again.
Awesome. Thank you. Aloha. All right. We've got Tim Chase, CEO of SMGB Technologies, and he's created something called Scan My Golf Ball. And I'm like, scan my golf ball. Okay, I want to scan my – it's got dimples, and it's round. Oh, there's so much more to this. We'll be back right after this with Tim Chase. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hey, if you didn't realize summer's here, yes, indeed, on the 20th, it became summer, although it's been hot. It's felt like summer, and it's going to be summer all summer long, and it's Aloha Power's Summer's Here sale. And we have mowers from homeowner size to super-sized landscapers. They're all in stock. Mower accessories available. Actually, mower accessories galore. Mow it, blow it, bag it. Done. Let your equipment do the work. We ship off island. New shipments arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu on Farrington West. Get down to Waipahu Depot Street. Make a left, east, make a right, and you will be there at Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
At Poipu Bay, your tee time is waiting. Alan, congratulations. You are the winner of two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. We're giving away two rounds at Volcano Golf Course. Absolutely spectacular golf course. Imagine being there when the sun rises over the most beautiful peaks that you can think of in Hawaii. You'll get such a view and so much experience. Yes. That's Volcano Golf Course I'm talking about. We'll be back with Tim Chase shortly.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Yes, and you'll want that golf ball. Yes, Tim Chase, CEO, SMGB Technologies, and the founder, CEO. He's also the guy that made the creator of the Scan My Golf Ball app. It's compatible with iOS and Android. Welcome into the clubhouse, Tim.
Thanks, Danielle. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you. So this, you probably heard me say, you know, I'm like, scan my golf ball. What else are you going to find? A bunch of rubber inside and some dimples on top and it's round, you know. And I started reading. How did you come up with the idea for the Scan My Golf Ball and what does it do?
Yeah, it's funny. I like to describe myself as a lifelong crappy golfer.
Welcome to my world.
Right?
Yes.
I don't know anything about your game. I only know about mine. You know, I'm a 14-15 handicap. You know, I'm bad enough to hit plenty of terrible, terrible, embarrassing shots, but good enough to hit a couple of those shots, and I'm like, damn, I can be really good. I've been playing for forever and ever, and you know, I used to just follow the advertising. You know, Scotty Scheffler's playing with a Pro V1. I should be playing with a Pro V1. It's the best ball out there. And you know, I started reading a few of these articles and digging deep. And you know, as you get into this and you start reading more, of course, everything is buried in a 10-page long article in Golf Digest magazine. Like, if you really want to learn about this stuff, boy, it's just buried deep in these articles. And the deeper and deeper I got into it, the more I realized, golly, I'm just not hitting the right golf ball. You know, I'm 60 years old now and don't have the same swing speed that I used to have. And where it really struck home with me is, you know, I was playing in one of these men's leagues, and it was a mixture of guys. There were guys younger than me, guys quite a bit older than me, and let's see, these fellas in their 80s out there hitting from the forward tees, and you know, these guys were absolute assassins when they're up around the greens. You know, they could just get up and down from anywhere 40 yards and in, but they couldn't hit the ball further than 150, 160 yards off the tee. you know, there's just no swing speed. And I'd get up and I'd see, you know, these guys are hitting a Pro V1X. And I just thought to myself, well, that's just the silliest thing in the world. But
yes,
that's golf ball advertising for
yes.
you, isn't it?
Yes.
And mm-hmm. so I thought, you know, there's something to be done here. And so I started exploring it with a venture capital friend of mine that you know, has a what they call an incubator, and they sort of take these ideas, and we started exploring it. And the simplest thing we could come up with is, you know, there ought to be an app that can really take all the complexity of this, really boil it down into simple language that it can apply to the scratch, low handicap guy, but can also apply to, you know, Joe Weekend golfer that, you know, doesn't even have a handicap, but just wants to get out there and have a good time and play a good game of golf. That's what we tried to do, is we you know, boiled it down to, you know, language that, you know, a good golfer can understand, but if you don't even understand the lingo of golf, we walk you through it. And because there's a couple of really key things that comes down to was a golf ball that, you know, the way I explain it, and so you're a golf, I'll make the assumption that, you know, you're a golf nerd like I've become.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know that there's a golf ball isn't like a tennis ball. So if you're playing tennis, you know, one tennis ball is just like another tennis ball. It's whether you got a fresh ball or a stale ball. But golf balls are not like that at all. The spin rate, compression, the material it's made out of, all these things vary dramatically from one ball to the next. Shocking how few people really know that. So really kind of boiled down, you know, what are the key components and characteristics of all these different golf balls, and how does that match to sort of those key swing characteristics to each golfer? And so we created an algorithm in this app where we essentially build a profile for a golfer. So we'll ask you basically, you know, 10 fairly simple questions. And on those 10 questions, we're going to build a profile. And from that profile, we can then match your profile to the characteristics of, right now we have over 600 golf balls in our database.
Wow.
And that database is growing every day. And it's crazy. There's over 50 manufacturers that we have in our database. And, you know, because when you think about golf balls, you think, well, there's Titleist, there's Callaway, there's Bridgestone. You know, you start thinking of the names.
Yes.
But there's so many out there. It's crazy how many there's out there.
I didn't know there were 50. That number just surprised me. But, you know, your app questions the golfer to put in information like swing speed, flight path tendencies, the general trajectory, the short game spin, and other questions. And then based on those answers, the app builds a profile and recommends a specific golf ball model, which I think is absolutely fantastic, you know, and then you know it fits your game, right? My thing was when I read it, I was like, my swing speed? Where do I find out what my swing speed is and my flight path tendencies? Do you kind of explain that in the app?
Yeah, so like swing speed, for example, some people know what their swing speed is. And if you just say, I don't know, we'll kind of walk you through it. So for the most part, we can estimate your swing speed based on how far you hit your driver.
Ah.
So if you tell us how far you hit your driver, we can get a very good approximation of what your swing speed is.
Oh, I like this. I like this very, very, very much. This is, you know, finally, because you walk into a pro shop, you know, and you go, God, I have no idea. You know, it's like diapers. What size do I need for the baby or the toddler? Or the, you know, you have to be educated, and you are educating us.
So it's really interesting. So just that one aspect is such an important one. So just the swing speed. So everybody, and so hats off to Titleist, because they could teach a masterclass in marketing.
In marketing?
In marketing. My goodness, can they? Because they basically taught everybody that the Pro V1 and the Pro V1X are the golf ball to solve all your problems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reality is the Pro V1 and the Pro V1X are these very high compression golf balls. And what compression does is when, think about the ball sitting on the tee, and when that driver, you know, think about your swing in slow motion. So when that driver strikes the ball, that ball compresses against the face of the club, and then it basically shoots off towards the target. So if you think about it logically, the harder that ball is, the harder it needs to be struck in order to compress that ball. So let's say you're Scotty Scheffler. I don't know what Scotty Scheffler's swing speed is, or Bryson's, but it's the most swing speed you can really get. And so they can compress the hardest of golf balls, the highest compression of golf balls. But for me and for most golfers, you can't swing the club that fast. So you need something softer than those super high compression golf balls. So, like, for me, my swing speed is around 85 to 90 miles an hour. For someone like Scotty or Bryson, theirs is around 120 miles an hour, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
True golf nerds would tell me exactly what that is. You know, a typical senior playing, you know, somebody in their 70s, they might only be swinging their driver at 70, 75 miles an hour. So when you're hitting like a Pro V1X at a 75 mile an hour swing speed, it's like hitting a rock. You can't compress that ball at all. But if, on the other hand, you're hitting something like Callaway Super Soft, which is one of the softest balls on the market, you can compress that ball at a slow swing speed. And the difference is you can, when you can compress the ball, you get the benefit when you compress the ball, it springs off the face of the club. And what that means is distance. It's distance, it's ball speed. So if you could actually get on a simulator and you were to hit, say, a series of Pro V1s at a lower speed and then hit, say, a Super Soft, you might see a ball speed difference of 3, 4, 5 miles an hour, which equates to 15, 20 yards off the tee.
All right. So
how important,
McIlroy.
So how important is compression? You know, you're playing a par 4, so instead of being 160 in, maybe you're 140 in or 135 in. So, you know, it's a big, you know, it could be two clubs difference going into the green. Big, big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like, for instance, Rory McIlroy, his average swing speed is 125, or make that 123 miles per hour, allowing him to generate a very fast ball speed, and he hits drives which carry the 340-yard mark. So we're not in that league.
only in my dream.
That's right. We're not in that league. And I want a golf ball that will do the most for me, because I've got the club that I think is doing the most for me. And of course, you've got to go get fitted to get that done. And then, you know, but the ball, if the ball doesn't work for you, you know, you don't know that unless you get Scan My Golf Ball, the app.
That's right.
You can put it all this information goes straight into the app. And bingo, out of the app comes, you should get one of these 50 different golf balls. I didn't know we had 50 different golf ball choices. That's scary. And so, therefore, you really do need this app.
So one of the fun things is once you've built your profile, you can scan any golf ball out there, and it'll tell you how does that ball fit your profile. And it'll tell you the percentage fit for you. So it might tell you So, for example, so for me, one of the best balls for me, I'm kind of a mid-swing player, is I play a Srixon. It's called the Q-Star Tour, and it's about a 75 compression urethane three-piece ball. That's a great fit. It's like a 95% fit for my profile. So what I can do is I can go scan any ball out there. So I can scan like a Pro V1X, and I'll say, well, that's about a 40% fit for your profile.
That's not good enough.
No, it's not good enough. And I can see instantly how good or bad a ball is for me. And it was kind of the typical scenario for like the weekend golfer. It's like you slice your ball, goes into the woods, you go looking for your ball, and you can't find it, but you find three others. And then you're like, well, what the heck? You know, let me see how good these three balls are, and should I be playing these three balls? Well, you can just quickly figure out, are these three balls any good for me?
That's great. That's great. So you got into this taking care of your needs, and your friend, of course, was very helpful in all of this and making it come true. Scan My Golf Ball. How do we find it?
So it's right in the App Store. So you can go in either the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Just type in Scan My Golf Ball. It's a free app, and you can just find it right there.
Wow, and it's free. People, work with me. Do this. You know, I was waiting for you to tell us, yeah, it's going to cost you about $10, $20, $30, $40. Nope, it's free. Scan My Golf Ball. Now, you know, what always inevitably happens when you start doing something new, that, you know, all of a sudden you think, well, this is really working well for me, and I know it's going to work well for others. What's next for Scan My Golf Ball?
So we just released the version 2 of the app. And in addition to the ball fitting tool, which is, you know, where it tells you what's the best fit ball for you, now it does something new. And what it is, so if you think about, you ever watch, you're watching the Travelers this weekend, and they zoom in on the green, and the caddy picks up that ball, and they wipe it clean, and they sort of zoom in on the ball, and that ball looks pristine. That ball looks like it's just a brand new ball. And the minute it gets any kind of marking on it or something, the caddy will just toss it away, throw it in his pocket, and pull out a new one for the next hole. The reason they do that is because a brand new ball in perfect shape is going to perform exactly the way they know it's going to perform. When that ball gets damaged in some way, so for us average golfers, once it hits a cart path and gets a scuff on it, it's not going to perform the way it would normally perform.
Yes.
So what the app does now is when you use the phone camera to scan the golf ball, it's going to give you an assessment of how that ball is going to perform for you. Because if you've got a good ball in good shape, it's going to tell you. But if you've got a ball that's got damage to it, it's going to give you an assessment of how bad that golf ball is, whether you should continue playing or whether you should just throw that ball away and start with a new ball.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. So, brilliant. You know,
so you're sitting on the tee and you've got a 200-yard carry to get over the water, to get over the marsh, to get over whatever you've got to get over. You want to make sure you've got a ball that's really going to perform well for you. And so that's what we're trying to solve with this.
That's great. Do you know how many golf balls that I have that I wonder if I should keep them or get rid of them? And then I ask myself, you know, seriously, it's like, oh, this looks okay. I'm probably, you know, just ruining my game on top of the fact that I don't practice enough to be that good. You have been such an eye-opener. Tim Chase is CEO of SMGB Technologies, and we probably should talk about that. But Scan My Golf Ball is what we're talking about, and it is a free app for iOS and Android devices. I mean, go do this. This will help your game. This is fantastic. Tim, thank you so much for being on the show, and I hope you'll be back.
thank you, Danielle. I appreciate the time, and good luck. Hope your listeners can use the app.
I'm sure. I'm going to download it.
Perfect.
You. Aloha. Thank you so much. Michael Patrick Shields, host of Michigan's Big Show and my travel guru extraordinaire, is up next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Michael Patrick Shields, host Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields and travel guru extraordinaire. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha. Nice to talk to you again.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice. You know, and you know what? I didn't know this. The book went to Rick. You have a book coming out, Less Than Torrid Tales, Travel Tales and Tips. This is fantastic.
Yeah. That came out right around Christmas. It's called Travel Tattler, Less Than Torrid Tales.
Travel
and
Tattler.
It's available at Amazon.com. And it is full of anecdotes and stories and tales of, basically the kind of experiences you can have if you're traveling and you open yourself up to encounters and ideas and people and get yourself in the mix a little bit, get yourself off the beaten path. And, of course, the old adage of inviting yourself to the party is important, too, which was one of my previous books. And so it's called Travel Tattler, Less Than Torrid Tales, because they are little love stories in some cases, but they're not torrid. And they're about the little beautiful just little moments you can have with people around the world if you go out. And some of them are funny and some of them are sweet and some of them are touching. And we're going to take you everywhere from the Playboy Mansion to Bourbon Street in New Orleans to a Tallahassee women's prison to Havana, Cuba. You're going to meet Jennifer Hudson and Al Pacino, and you're going to go to Mazatlan for the Day of the Dead and the Hollywood Walk of Fame and all those places in this book. And I hope you'll come along with me.
Oh, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. All right. Travel Tattler, Less Than Torrid Tales. This is...
That's it. Miami, too. Don't forget. We're going to stop there, too.
Stop in Miami? Awesome.
Naturally.
Of course. But, you know, I mean, you spent so much time in Beverly Hills. I was just... Dan Tana's Restaurant in Beverly Hills, California, of course. What's Dan famous for?
Dan Tana's is, since the 60s, kind of a real red sauce Italian joint. It's probably no bigger than your living room at your palatial home there in Hawaii. And it's red checkered tablecloths and Chianti bottles hanging from the ceiling. And it's a place that Johnny Carson and Jay Leno and James Woods hangs out there now in the modern era. Dabney Coleman was known to hang there. And
I often see Kevin Connolly from the show Entourage, and Hunter Biden was in there actually a couple of weeks ago. And they're known for their chicken parmesan, and it's just an old, old school place right on Santa Monica Boulevard. And it's my local, as you might say.
Well, wait a second, because I also saw you in the Polo Lounge with Diane Cannon.
That's my other local, and that was sort of funny. You know, I have seen all kinds of celebrities in there, as we've talked about before. But just last week, I was meeting a friend, and she was meeting Diane Cannon, and they were going to celebrate her birthday. And so, needless to say, I'll invite myself to the party and stick around and say hi to Diane Cannon. You know, she was Mrs. Cary Grant.
Yes.
And she was in the Peter Sellers Pink Panther movies, and she worked with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon and you name it. So I'm interested in that, and I waited. It started to get late. I said, well, I'm going to go. So when you leave Polo Lounge, if you go out to the Crescent Boulevard entrance to avoid the expensive valet, you can walk like through the gardens where the bungalows are, and it's this fauna-filled pathway. And, you know, I don't know, it's probably 70 yards or something like that as it winds its way through. And I winded my way all the way to about Crescent Drive where my car was parked, which is a Chevy Blazer, by the way. So they don't really want that pulling up in front of Polo Lounge. But amidst all the Bentleys and Rolls Royces and the rest of it. And anyway, I get near the sidewalk, and there's a woman in all black with a big black-brimmed hat, and she's just sort of standing still looking around at the trees. Just like in the movies, she lifts up her head to reveal that she is Diane Cannon.
Wow.
So it's just her and I in the gloaming in this garden area, and I said, well, hello. And she said, hello. And I said, I'm Andrea Eastman's friend. That's the woman she was meeting for her birthday.
Uh-huh.
She says, do you know how to get to Polo Lounge?
You found Diane Cannon lost in the garden.
Yeah. I said, you normally come in the valet, don't you? And she said, I do, but I saw a spot, so I thought I would take it. So she parked on Crescent. I said, I'll take you to Andrea Eastman. So we strolled through this garden, and we had a nice conversation along the way, and she said, you're very snazzy and handsome. And I said, you light up any room you go in. And it was all that sort of,
yes.
You know, she's in her 80s. It was all that sort of sweet talk. And
yeah.
So she, are you going to walk me all the way there? I said, you betcha I am. She says, are you sure it's this way? Yeah, oh yeah, it's this way. So you go, I got her all the way to the table, and then, you know, gracefully said goodbye. And when I went back through the garden trail out to Crescent Boulevard, I get to my Chevy Blazer, and there's a beautiful black BMW parked in front of me, snazzy car. And what does the license plate say? Diane Cannon.
Just can.
There was only room for Diane Cannon, but her license plate, she was parked right in front of me.
That's wonderful.
BMW in front of the Blazer. So this is another example of invite yourself to the party. If you go to the right places and you meet people and you let things happen, sometimes you get some real surprises.
Yeah, that bevy of beauties that you were sitting with at the bar with the, you were wearing that L.A. Something on it, you know, it said L.A. Blue. Was that you sitting in that a group of...
Is it that surprising that I would be amidst beautiful women, Danielle?
Three of them, no less. My goodness gracious, man.
Take two, they're small.
All right. Uh-huh. I don't know which little place you were at there, it looked like you were.
Oh, that's Dan Tana's, if you look on the social media. Oh. That place is entirely red. The walls, the floor, tablecloths, all of it. Napkins, everything.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, but you were also at the Hideaway. See, this guy, you know, we're still in Beverly Hills. The Hideaway, and then there was Mr. Chow's. And then there's...
Yeah, they had... these are all within walking distance of each other.
Really?
For the most part, in Beverly Hills, if you have the wallet to sustain it. the Hideaway was just off the Concorde Elegant, if you like cars. You know, my Chevy Blazer wasn't going to make it in there, but it's a beautiful car show they have on Father's Day on Rodeo Drive, no less. And Jay Leno comes and hands out the awards to the Bugatti or the Porsche or Ferrari or whichever one of the cars wins. And the other beautiful spot that I recommend, if you're going to one restaurant in Los Angeles, if you come to visit, the Ivy is the one to me that is just the most beautiful. It's so filled with flowers and roses, and paparazzi love it because celebrities turn up there too from time to time. But man, Joe Biden ate there with the First Lady and Hunter Biden a couple weeks ago when he was in town here. And he had the India's hamburger, which is a cheeseburger and a brioche bun. And the waiter, Walter, who's from Sicily, told me he waited on President Biden and he wanted to tell him, you know, you can get a cheeseburger anywhere. What about, you know, one of our, but he held his tongue and he brought the man his cheeseburger. And they all had a fine time, and it was actually for Hunter Biden's birthday. So they brought their own birthday cake, which was completely wrapped and sealed in this box. And Secret Service came and watched the cooks in the kitchen. And it's a little tiny French cottage of a restaurant, but it's been a Hollywood powerhouse for a couple of decades now.
That's
beautiful,
amazing.
Beautiful place.
Wow. You know, you're giving us all these wonderful ideas. And California is a place that, you know, L.A. is a place we can fly to without, you know, spending $15,000 just to fly somewhere. I exaggerate, but it is getting very expensive to travel, which you do so much of. But before we go to your next haunt, we're going to you're covering the Hollywood Walk of Fame on Monday.
Yeah. Every year they have an announcement ceremony for the Hollywood Walk of Fame, the stars that you see there on Hollywood Boulevard and all around downtown Hollywood. And this one is going to be at Ovation, which is the giant entertainment complex attached to the Chinese Theater. It's right across the street from where Jimmy Kimmel does his show every night at the El Capitan Theater. And so the names will be announced on Monday morning of celebrities and notables and entertainers who will get their star in the coming year or so with ceremonies on the Walk of Fame. And if you come here, Walk of Fame's totally free. You can just walk up and down, and they have a little map online if you want to find a certain celebrity. Otherwise, you'll be surprised. And often when, like this week, Donald Sutherland passed away, they will put a wreath at his star to remember him. And so Monday is the opening, like, announcement. And Joe Mantegna is going to be there, and I'm going to get to interview Joe Mantegna, who you might remember was in Godfather 3 as Joey Zaza. And so I will very much be excited to interview him for my radio show and hear about the ceremonies, which last year yielded a big, big surprise when I covered this event, and they announced that Jim Nantz, the CBS sportscaster who does the PGA Tour at NFL, is getting his star on the Walk of Fame.
Wow.
And I said, you know, I know him well, as you know, and I sent him a picture of the ceremony. I said, congratulations, I hear you're getting a star. My phone rang immediately, and it was Jim, and he said, what are you talking about? Is this one of your jokes?
Oh, no.
I said, no, it's not a joke. I'm at the ceremony, and they just announced you're going to get a star. And he didn't even know.
Wow.
It was a total surprise. And I said, I hope I didn't ruin the surprise, but it's a press conference, so it's public knowledge.
Yes. It's not a secret anymore.
Yeah, so he hasn't had his star ceremony yet. And by the way, if you're coming, if you watch their website, you can go to the star ceremonies where the celebrity comes and they bestow a star. And it's usually at lunchtime, and it usually only lasts, 20 minutes or so. But it's very, very festive. And Jim's date has not been set yet, but he and I sat when he was out for the L.A. Open at Nate and Al's, which is another famous old deli in downtown Beverly Hills, and we were scheming about who should induct him. Uh-huh. And let's just say, I won't say who it is, but he named another local sportscaster from here. And I said, Jim, this is the Walk of Fame, the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You could pick anyone you want to induct you. Not just another sportscaster. And so we've been scheming and texting back and forth. Could we get Prince Harry, or could Travis Kelce get, his girlfriend to Taylor Swift to do it? And every once in a while, I'll just get a text that says, Bono. And I'll send one back that says something outrageous. But He said he's going to make it like a wedding. He's going to have a big party afterward and really whoop it up. So there's a little, at least we have a golfer going to the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I love it. This is, you know, you're bringing it home here, Michael Patrick Shields.
It's always about golf.
Yes, it's always about golf. You know, speaking of golf, you're going off to meet up with the horses in Florida, right? You're going to this Ocala, Florida, the World Equestrian Center.
They have the population of horses in Ocala, Florida is something like 70,000.
I'm loving it right now.
Horse country. So they've created a place that's become a giant, the talk of the tourism world. It's called the World Equestrian Center. And they have hotels that are right on the venue. So literally from your guest suite, you could watch the competitions and the jumping and the riding that goes on under the lights even at night. And they have concerts there and luxury pools and all that kind of thing. I think a mint julep might be appropriate since that's what they have at the Kentucky Derby. But there's no horse racing here. It's all showing. And
yes. The
horses get to live in a natural environment. And it's sort of like the Disney World of horses. And they have two hotels, and I'm going to go have a close-up look in personal at it in Ocala, Florida. And to tie that to golf, last time I was in Ocala was to see a golf course called Golden Ocala.
Yes.
Which was replica holes of some of the most famous golf courses in the world before replica courses were a thing. That was like the one that started it all.
Yes, it's very, 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 very cool golf course. You know, very nice, very nice, very upscale. And if you ever get a chance to stand with a horse that you're facing, you know, horses, when they're standing alone in the pasture, one faces one way and throws the head over its friend's neck. And they kind of like watch out for each other. You know what I'm saying? And if you can, if you can stand with a horse and have the horse put its neck over your shoulder, it is one of the coolest feelings in the whole world. And you feel like an Indian scout. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Well, that's beautiful. And the article that I have posted right now at GoWorldTravel.com is about Andrea Eastman, the woman who was meeting Diane Cannon.
Yeah.
And she owns horses, and she has rescued horses, and she loves horses. And the whole irony of it is that she was the casting director for The Godfather. And she begged Francis Ford Coppola and Mario Puzo not to have that horse's head scene in the movie.
Yes.
Because it truly hurt her and offended her. Of course, she couldn't stop the scene from going in, and it became very famous. But they actually shot the scenes with Khartoum, which was the horse owned by Waltz, the Moody movie studio guy, in the place where she kept her horses out east. So not only could she not stop the horse's head scene, the stables where she kept her horses were the ones that appear in the movie The Godfather.
Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire, host of Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields, and now a new book out, and it's Travel Tattler, Less Than Torrid Tales. You'll need to get that one. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse.
Mahalo, Your Majesty.
And aloha. We're coming back with Ron Syrak right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458. Or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
It's that time. Now you call 808-545-1111 and you win two rounds of golf at Volcano Golf Course. It's magnificent.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu. Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient, also LPGA Media Excellence Award. He wrote with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson, the 54, Vision 54. It's like three books. The accolades keep coming. Ron Cyrak, welcome into the clubhouse.
Danielle, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure to be with you.
And how was your, how did you play today? Did you play around?
Yeah, I did. I played this morning and played very well. I was very, very, very happy with my day.
Happy man. Good. I'm so glad. And I was talking to this fellow who came up with a new thing. It's called Scan My Golf Ball. And you, it's a free app for Android or, whatever. And what it does is it tell you, put in like your swing speed and blah, 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 ask all the questions. And poof, it tells you what's the best golf ball for your game. I kind of like that. You know, I never know what to buy.
Yeah, that is a good idea because I've been doing actually a lot of research as I get older and my swing speed is slowing down. I've been trying to find out what golf ball works best for the swing speed that I have now, and I've found some surprising matches out there. But there's no question about it that people should keep in mind that find the golf ball that works for your swing speed.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're not Rory McIlroy, who can, yep, you know, has a 123 mile an hour swing speed and fires at 340. Never mind. We can't do that. You know, speaking of Rory, it was the U.S. Open, and he had the lead, and then he didn't. And Bryson DeChambeau won, and he certainly had the fans all over him. What was your reaction to the whole scene?
Well, Rory, if Rory pars the last three holes, he's the U.S. Open champion. And he ends that 10-year schneid he's been on of not having won a major championship. And it was, the second putt that he missed, the one on 18, was a difficult putt. It was a 4.5-foot downhill putt. But the one on 16 was a 3-footer. It was pretty straight away, and he just missed it. But that's sort of been part of Rory's problem throughout his career. He's always missed a lot of short putts, and he's never scrambled particularly well, never played really well with his B game. I tweeted when the round was over, Rory got in his car and he drove away. And I said, as a journalist, I wish he had stayed and answered questions. But as a person, I get it. I understand. His heart was broken, and it was right there for him, and he kicked it away. And I felt really, really bad for him. At the same time, Bryson DeChambeau has emerged as the face of golf. He's a very, very different person from when he first came out there. He's much more mature, both as a player and as a person. His interactions with the gallery paid off for him enormously. The crowds love him.
Yeah, that's kind of scary to me.
Yeah.
You know, no, I think it's wonderful that he has changed. And, I change always makes me suspicious. I'm just one of those people. Do you think it's going to be, is it good for the crowd to be raucous for everybody?
I think it's good for the crowd to have favorites out there. You know, I think that's part of what makes people turn out to events. It's part of what makes people watch on television. You know, they like to have somebody to cheer for. You know, what we don't know about this is, does LIV Golf get a bump from the Bryson DeChambeau new energy that he's bringing out there? I don't think necessarily it will. I think it was because it was the U.S. Open, and it was at Pinehurst number two, and he was going up against Rory McIlroy. All those things made his achievement that much more compelling, and I don't think he's necessarily going to have that on LIV Golf, playing before fewer fans, a way, way, way fewer, smaller TV audience, and playing against fewer pit players, only 47 other players.
Right, right. And it's, you know, 54 holes, and it's a staggered start, yep. And it's all, you know, it's, huh? But I do think that he should be allowed. I think he should be automatically in the Tournament of Champions. I think that not letting if you've won a major championship, I think that you should be in.
He's in now. He's in all the majors for now. The next 5 years, he's in the U.S. Open for the next 10 years.
Right.
But the Tour Championship is a PGA Tour event. And you pretty much have to be a member of the PGA Tour
True.
To get in there. So
yes.
I get that. I get him being excluded from that. You know, you could see there was a lot of confusion from the casual golf fan over the fact that the U.S. Open is not run by the PGA Tour. It's run by the U.S. Golf Association. And it's sanctioned by the PGA Tour. It counts as a PGA Tour win. But it's run by somebody else, as are all the majors. All four majors are run by different bodies besides the PGA Tour. And then so the PGA Tour has every right to say that only its members can play in its events, with the exception of some sponsor exemptions and things like that.
Yeah. Okay. I totally get it now. Now I understand. What do you think of the PGA Tour creating a special exemption category exclusively for Tiger Woods?
I pretty much think Tiger Woods should be allowed to play anytime he wants for as long as he wants. You know, it's like when Willie Mays was 42 years old and he played and he was voted to the National League All-Star team in baseball. He wasn't an All-Star that year, but it was a lifetime achievement award for him. And basically, in the first, let's see, Tiger came out on tour at full time 1997. In the first 12, 13 years that Tiger Woods was on tour, PGA Tour purses quintupled. And when Tiger first turned pro, there was a lot of jealousy among other players that this kid who had not won a tournament had $67 million in endorsement deals in his back pocket. And everybody figured out really, really quickly, A, this guy's really good, and B, this guy's going to make us all rich. And he did. He made them all rich out there. And I think that anytime Tiger wants to tee it up and play with PGA Tour players, he should be allowed to do it.
You just put a huge smile on my face. I think you are so right. We are really, really excited because we have two Hawaii players that are in the top 23 right now. At the KPMG Women's Open, KPMG Women's PGA Championship. And they are, you know, Allison Corpuz and Malia Nam. They both grew up in Hawaii. Malia, you know, it's just so exciting. She just got in And here she is right up at the, you know, with the, if you're T23, you still have a shot at this one.
You know, as you know, I've been all over Alison Corpuz from before she won
yes.
the U.S. Open.
Yes.
You know? I like everything about her. I like her game. I like her intelligence. You know, I like her passion. I like everything about her out there. And I do think that she's going to be somebody that is not going to go away. She's going to be a contender in major championship for years to come out there. She plays with a passion. She plays with a purpose. She plays with a focus. That's really what you need to win major championships. And I expect to see her on the leaderboards on many, many Sundays for the next foreseeable future.
That's fantastic. I'm so glad. I know, you know, you wait, mark my word, she's going to win. That's what you said. And then she did.
And you want to know one of the best things? I never really met her until last year at Pebble Beach. And I met her, I knew her agent very, very well. And I sat down and I had a conversation with her. And a lot of times you meet somebody whose performance as an athlete you respect, and you meet them and you find out they're not really what you thought they were going to be as a person, but she exceeded it. She was, as a person, even more impressive than she is as a player. And that really, she won my heart over immediately. As soon as I spent 15 minutes talking to her, I said, wow, this is a really, really smart woman.
Wow, that is so cool. Did you hear that, Hawaii? That is awesome. Thank you, Ron Syrak. And here is Sarah Schmelzel. Yeah. 73rd in LPGA ranking, finished T1. She had 6 birdies. She said being aggressive off the tee was important. If the driver's working for you, I just love that. You know, there's the caveat, if the driver's working for you. What do you think of her game?
Well, she's sort of a classic journeywoman out there. She's 30 years old. She hasn't won a tournament yet. Grew up in Phoenix, played college golf at the University of South Carolina. She's been on the leaderboard quite a few times over the last year, year and a half. You know, she keeps putting herself in position, and you keep feeling that the more opportunities that she gives herself to have a chance to win, she's going to cash one of those in, you know, and maybe it'll be this week at a major championship for a really big purse and for really a lot of status into the major championships for the next 5 years down the road. But she's somebody who, and any player who plays will tell you, the key to winning is to give yourself opportunities to win. And she's given herself multiple opportunities to win. She's going to cash in on one of these eventually.
This is great. And, you know, she plays at Moon Valley Country Club,
yep.
which is tree-lined. She said if she brought her home game to the, you know, this tournament has a lot of trees.
Yeah, Moon Valley is where Annika shot her 59.
Oh,
I was at Sahali the last time the women's PGA was there, and it's one of those golf courses. The fairways aren't necessarily narrower, but they feel narrow because they're lined by these 60-foot high pine trees. You know, I mean, it's just it's very claustrophobic feeling, and. The last time they were there, Brooke Henderson played very, very well because everybody else is hitting layup clubs off the tee, and she's just whapping away with the driver. But it is a golf course where you need to have confidence in your driver. As I said, the fairways feel narrower than they are because of those towering pine trees.
I bet. It's like going down – what was it like going down narrow. Nellie Korda did not make the cut again. Shock and awe.
Yeah, you know, this is always the wild card. In when a player becomes number one, when a player starts to win tournaments in bushels, as Nelly was doing this year, it becomes a question of how do you handle that? How do you handle being at the top? How do you not lose focus on purpose job one, which is practicing and being a really good golfer. And, you know, Nelly has been hit all of a sudden. with a zillion distractions out there. The TV shows, you know, they want her on the Today Show. They want her on Jimmy Fallon. You know, they want her in all these places.
Yes.
And you got to figure out how to juggle that. I remember, you know, Tiger Woods telling me many, many years ago now in 1997, after he won the Masters, he said, after you win a major, the most important word you have to learn how to say is no. You have to learn when you can't let outside stuff interfere with job one, which is to be a great golfer. And I think Nellie's going to figure that out. But I think right now that's the obstacle in her way, is all of a sudden she is the face of women's golf. And that's a tough thing to handle.
Yeah, everybody wants a piece of you. And you're torn in 3,000 different directions, and you don't have yourself anymore. Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's more demands from the media, from sponsors, from the tour, from the fans. Yeah. There's more demands from a zillion different directions up there when you are at the top. And, you know, I think we saw, you know, Scottie Scheffler trying to figure out how to deal with that. But it's hard when you get up there to stay there. It's part of what made Tiger Woods and Annika Sorenstam so special.
Yes.
They figured out how to do it.
Truly amazing. In the minute and a half or so that we have, are you going to the Solheim Cup this year? It's in the United States at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club in Gainesville, Virginia.
As of right now, I'm not going to be there.
Oh.
And I think it's going to be an incredible, incredible competition. The European side is just getting so much stronger. And part of what's really fun right now is both the Americans and the European teams have had massive turnovers in who they are. Now we've got people like Lilia Vu and Allison Corpuz who are the faces of the American team, you know, and they're, it's not Paula Kramer and Morgan Pressel and Brittany Lincecum and Angela Stanford.
That's right.
We're going on to a new group of players. Same things happen with Europe. A lot of really talented young players.
It's awesome. Yeah, if you're looking for tickets, it's at SolheimCupUSA.com. SolheimCupUSA.com. That's awesome. I wish you were going to be there, but I kind of totally understand why. That's, you know, it gets kind of crazy in those kind of crowds, doesn't it?
You know, it's I love team golf. I love the Ryder Cup. I love the Solheim Cup. They're my absolute favorite events to be at. There's nothing quite like the intensity that you feel from the galleries at those events.
So good talking with you. Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer and Golf Channel contributor and PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism recipient, that award, plus the LPGA Media Excellence Award. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Talk to you down the road, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Aloha. All right, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible. It's Aloha Power's Summer's Here sale. We have mowers from homeowner size to supersized for those folks with those big landscaping lots. I can think of a couple of people that I've seen landscaping lots needed in stock. It's all in stock. Mower accessories galore. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and done. Let your equipment do the work, not your back. We ship off island. New shipments arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu, Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Tell them Danielle sent you. And of course, we've got Pro Camera Hawaii right down at the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Moloa Freeway, you take the IAA exit, stay to your left. The second light, that's the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. And Pro Camera Hawaii with quality cameras to capture the memories, capture those moments. Their staff will help you find what you need. Don't know what to choose for a friend that you'd like to give a gift to? There is a gift card that you can get. It's all at the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. Folks, they can't find you without your sign. So get your sign. out. The Aloha Section PGA, thank you so much for your support. Now teach your children to play the game of golf. Everybody get out there. Get your kids on the course. It's so much fun for children, and they learn to be polite. They learn to take their turns when they're supposed to. All the things, you know, it's just a wonderful game. It's the gift that lasts a lifetime for self, for health. Go golf for friendship. All right. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. It's going to be one of those gloriously hot days today. The high today is expected to be about 89 degrees. The trades are breezy, 15 to 25. Locally, gusts of 40. So, you know, the one guy that I was watching, I can't tell this story right now. I'll have to wait until next time. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.